lesson this morning is centered around the need and the desire to have harmony in heaven. At the end of time, we want harmony in heaven. Who can tell me what harmony is? I know what harmony is in my household. It's saying, yes, Sue, yes, dear, and I made a mistake and it won't happen again. Now, that's how we get harmony in my household. Question is, what is your definition of harmony?
Being in tune.
Being what?
In tune.
Being in tune, okay. What other definitions?
Okay. Not actually the same note, for example, if you're musically talking about musically, but it complements the other person. So it's not only in tune, but it's also a compliment.
Yes.
To the other person that you're, you know, interacting with.
That's right. Mrs. Schramm was my first piano teacher. We didn't understand harmony too well. I don't know if it was on her part or my part, but one of us was had a little problems with harmony. Yeah, harmony can be working in conjunction, being in tune. What else is harmony? Is harmony an agreement?
Kind of.
Well, that's kind of on the fence, isn't it? So, is harmony an agreement? How many of y'all ever seen Judge Judy? Judge Judy. Here you have two people. They stand before her, and she listens to both sides sometimes. Sometimes she doesn't. And then she renders a verdict that most of the time sounds fair. And then they get outside the court, and what do both parties say? Wasn't fair. That's right. The plaintiff hasn't changed his or her position hardly at all. The defendant hasn't changed their position. So here they have a rendering. Here they have a verdict, but it in no way brings harmony. So the lesson editor and author this morning would like for us to consider that what is harmony? And one of the things that is brought out, in order to have harmony, we must eradicate sin. So I want to look at that for a moment. Who in here is a school teacher? Well, you are. I don't know you very well. So where do you teach, in Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay. I personally have solved the discipline problems in the school a long time ago. Would you be interested in the solution?
Sure.
First day of school. You ever have anybody that misbehaves the first day of school?
Occasionally.
So when little Johnny misbehaves and you warn him, go to your desk, pull out a .30-06 and shoot him dead. Now, how much discipline problems do you think you'll have the rest of the 9 months?
Less papers to grade.
I guarantee you, John, you used to teach school. Well, you still teach college, but I'm talking about little ones. That would certainly get their attention, wouldn't it? See? So, if we're going to eradicate sin, how do we then say that God eradicates sin forever? What do we say?
Puts to death the sinners.
Pardon?
Yeah, puts to death the sinners.
He puts to death the sinners. So, if we can get rid of the sinners, then over here on this side, there is no more sin. So my analogy of pulling out the pistol and shooting the student isn't that far-fetched.
All the students is love instead of a pistol.
When you're dead, doesn't make any difference how you get it.